like all of these things, right? It's not actually the legislation that's the problem. Like you said, it is the implementation and it's everything that goes around in the background. So the coercive control legislation, and then I know they announced yesterday that they were going to increase sentencing. Like these are slow processes for them to be implemented. And it's not just the legislation itself, which does seem to be quite comprehensive. And it certainly has opened up a new way of working in terms of taking cases of domestic abuse. But at the same time, you then need the backup of everything else. So you need guards to be trained. You need other agencies to be aware of it. You need judges to know when and when they can't kind of admit evidence. You need solicitors to be fully conversant with it. And all of that does take time. And the DPP then has to sign off on all these prosecutions before they can go ahead. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, to and fro in to determine what exactly is going to meet the criteria for this new legislation. And it can be a bit hit and miss in the beginning.
Yeah, and Minister McAtee revealed the maximum sentence for assault causing harm, one of the most common offences in domestic abuse cases, will double from 5 to 10 years. But that's providing they come before a judge, and that can be complicated for all of the reasons you've just outlined.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Newstalk did an article the other day when one of the barristers was saying the backlog of cases, you're looking at 2 to 3 years before sometimes these cases are being heard. So you can imagine what happens to evidence, what happens to witnesses' willingness to come forward. Very often, you know, other offences have occurred in this time, so you begin to look at a whole collection of offences. So instead of getting a 5-year sentence for that particular crime, they might get a total of 5 years for a multitude of different crimes. And then, you know, there's all the things of, you know, looking at different ways in which they don't actually have to serve the time, and there's other options rather than jail time. It can still come down to just a couple of years, and it could still be linked into a whole rake of other offences. So it's very hard to know just how much of it is being given over to the domestic violence piece.